Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Vote counting delays made for a long night overnight, but it appears city councilors Michelle Wu and Anissa Asaibi George will advance the November general election, and one of them will be Boston's next mayor. The Associated Press says Wu took the top spot, and it appears Anissa Asaibi George finished second. The other major candidates conceded the race last night. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks followed the drama overnight and is with us this morning. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
So history was made last night, but it took a lot longer than expected. Tell us how it unfolded, Anthony.
Well, hours after the polls had closed, only a few hundred votes had officially been counted, and the delay had to do with cross-referencing mail ballots with voter rolls. But as the evening wore on, the campaigns figured out on their own who had won. So shortly after 10 p.m. last night, Michelle Wu spoke to her supporters and said that she's ready to move on to November.
This is about a choice for our future.
That's right.
Yep.
This is a choice about whether City Hall tackles our biggest challenges with bold solutions, or we nibble around the edges of the status quo. Mm-hmm. This is a choice about who is in the rooms where decisions are made.
And about 90 minutes after that, Anissa Asaibi George spoke to her supporters and delivered what sounded like a victory speech, even though she stressed that all the votes still need to be counted. And then two of the major rivals, City Councilor Andrea Campbell and Acting Mayor Kim Janey, both conceded.
So, Anthony, assuming the November election will be a contest between Wu and Asaibi George, how do you think it's going to play out?
Well, it's going to be interesting. There will be a stark difference between these two candidates. Wu is very much the darling of progressives. She was endorsed by Senator Elizabeth Warren, among others. She's running on a progressive platform that includes a citywide Green New Deal, free public transportation, rent control, and universal pre-K and child care. And last night, Asaibi George made clear that she's a lot more moderate and was already challenging Wu.
The mayor of Boston cannot make the tea free. The mayor of Boston cannot mandate rent control. These are issues the state must address in partnership, and I look forward to that partnership. We do not do, and we cannot do, this work alone.
Anthony, over many months now, we've talked a lot about the historic nature of this mayoral campaign, how for the first time in 200 years, Boston will elect a mayor who will not be a white man. We now know that it will be a woman of color, but it won't be a black woman.
That's right. Wu is the daughter of Taiwanese immigrants. Asaibi George is the daughter of a Tunisian Muslim father. They both identify as women of color. But, of course, there were three black candidates who fell short yesterday. Kim Janey, Andrea Campbell, and John Barros, the city's former financial development chief. In her concession speech, Campbell said while she didn't get the results she wanted, black voters accomplished a lot.
The real winner tonight was actually black women. Collectively, our vote shares surpassed all others. And what that shows is that there is an appetite indeed in this city for change. And I know my candidacy helped ignite it. And I'm proud of that.
So, Anthony, what Campbell is saying there is that the combined votes that she got and Acting Mayor Kim Janey won surpassed Michelle Wu's total. But another way to look at that is that the black vote was split last night, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but it's also important to remember that the black vote is not a monolith. Not all black voters voted one way. I talked to plenty of black voters, for example, yesterday who voted for Wu. Among them was Lorraine Payne Wheeler, a candidate for city council in Roxbury, who said she supported Wu because of her support for affordable housing, among other issues.
There's a neighborhood association that I founded, and Michelle Wu has consistently come out and supported issues in our neighborhood, and she listened to the issues that people have.
And Anthony, what did you hear from supporters of Anissa Asaibi George?
Well, I went to Dorchester, to the neighborhood where Asaibi George actually voted, and talked to Marion O'Malley. Here's why she voted for Asaibi George.
The things that she's done for the city at large, from homelessness to addiction to affordable housing, the fact that she's a teacher and a mother of four really impresses me, that she can do all these wonderful things.
And one more thought about yesterday's vote, Bob. It's perhaps not surprising that the two at-large city councilors prevailed, because they already had citywide support that the other candidates didn't have. And in Wu's case, for the past two elections, she's been the biggest vote-getter on the Boston City Council, and that's something that should help her in November.
Okay, so it's on to the November election, which should be pretty exciting. WBUR senior political reporter Anthony Brooks will be there for it all. Anthony, thanks a lot.
Hey, my pleasure, Bob. Always good to talk to you.